Good evening, and once again, welcome to another exciting session here at Ever Increasing Word Ministries Training Center under our apostle, Pastor Leroy Thompson, Sr. We're so thankful for him, for the apostolic and prophetic call that's upon his life, and God putting it in his heart to start this school of ministry so that he can effectively help students to graduate into the apostolic and prophetic ministries from which the whole church is built upon. Scriptures teach us that the church is built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Before we begin picking up from where we left off last session, chapter 5 of the book, I believe it is, Distinguishing, Discerning, and Judging in the Realm of Prophecy. We will pick up from where we left off, but before we do that this evening, I would like to reiterate to you the purpose of apostolic and prophetic ministry. That is the divine purpose for which this school is fulfilling in the earth realm. The purpose of the apostolic is to create a heaven to earth government structure. This allows the portals of the supernatural to be opened. An apostle structures, notice that phrase, an apostle structures heaven to earth government. In other words, we're not here to train you to go to heaven. The purpose of the apostolic and the prophetic is to bring the agenda and the assignment of heaven into the earth realm. So read it again. Go ahead. An apostle structures heaven to earth government so that the portals of the supernatural can be opened, and all those who are properly connected can enter in and benefit because they have access. The secret to the apostolic and the secret to prophetic believers winning every battle. It lies in us understanding the foundation that God has established for us in his church. This access is not a small thing. It is the divine connection that enables us to walk in absolute and total victory. Through the revelation of the apostolic and the prophetic, joined with the teacher, pastor, and the evangelist, we are positioned to win every battle, no matter how fierce that battle is. Amen. Let us begin. I want you to rehearse these things. If you're not a part of LTMA, make sure that you make yourselves available to the daily meditations that our apostle sent out. Okay, let us pick up with what we left off on last evening. In section D, there are seven ways to judge and to discern prophetic revelation. Number one, we must judge the source of the prophetic utterance.
Where is it coming from?
The distinct qualification of one who will prophesy is that he must receive a word directly from God into his spirit. This factor distinguishes him from the false prophets who speaks out of their own imagination.
Which are both derived
from the word seer.
It means to look at or to behold intently.
This word describes the seeing, the perceiving, or the receiving
of God's message.
This ability to receive marks
out the true prophet from the false prophet.
The scriptures teaches us
that a prophetic word could possibly come from
three major sources. Very important, class.
Number one.
Through the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is the only source
of a true prophetic word. What I say? The Holy Spirit is the what?
Only true source
of a what?
True prophetic word.
Yep. True source and true prophetic word. Go ahead.
The Holy Spirit moved these prophets.
The Greek word for move
is pharaoh.
It means to be born alone.
It means to be driven alone. By a wind.
And it also means to be carried alone. Mm-hmm. By wind. Now, I know y'all want to go on, but we got to share some things here. It means to be what?
Born alone or driven alone.
By a wind. I said carried alone. Some of y'all got lost because it wasn't in the book. I understand. It's okay. You listening? In St. John chapter number 3, I believe it's verse number 7, I want. The wind blow it where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof. But that's verse 8 or verse 7. It's verse 8. Well, y'all should have said 8 when I started. Okay. It says, the wind bloweth where it listed, and thou hearest the what? Sound thereof. But thou what? Canst not tell from whence it cometh or what? Or whither it goeth, but here comes the coup de grace. So is what? Everyone that is what? Born of the Spirit. See, when you're born of the Spirit, you listening? Now we must move into sonship. Sonship is not just being born of the Spirit, but Romans 8:14 declares, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? The sons of God. So now we have to go from being born of the Spirit, you listening, to being what? Led by the Spirit. Are you listening? A great way to be led by the Spirit is to spend a lot of intimate time with God praying in the Spirit. You listening? The scriptures teach us to be being filled. You know, most believers get filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That initial experience is all they stick with. You listening?
Yes, sir.
But it's time to go deeper.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you turn, I believe it's in Matthew 4, verse 1, then I think I want, I think this passage is in Luke where it talks about he was driven by the Spirit. That could be Mark or Luke. But in Matthew 4:1, what it says?
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit
into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So the Lord Jesus was not afraid of the devil,
yes,
because he had the one in him. You listening?
Yes, sir.
He had the one in him. Who was the one in him? The Holy Spirit. You listening? Then did y'all find that passage about then was he driven? Thank you. Mark 1:12. And immediately. Now, this was after he was baptized in the River Jordan. The Bible says when he came up out of the water, lo, the what? Heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. And what? Remaining upon him. Then a voice came from heaven saying, lo, this is what? My beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. So Jesus is functioning from an open heaven.
Yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
With the Spirit of God not only up in him and upon him. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Then he has God's voice. You can't lose with those three. You listening?
Yes,
so notice Mark's gospel says, then was what?
Immediately
the Spirit what?
Driveth
him. You know, you ever been in a good strong wind?
Yes, sir.
You're not driving. The wind driveth you.
Yes, it does.
The wind bears a good strong wind can pick you up and place you somewhere else. You don't believe it, go stand by a tornado. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but the Holy Spirit's wind is from within.
Yes,
you listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay, back to the lesson.
Number two. Through the human spirit.
Through the what? Human spirit.
These are the ones speaking out of their own hearts.
That speak out of their own hearts.
When
our minds, which is the place of expression
for our human
spirit,
is set upon
the Holy Spirit,
the
thoughts that are communicated, they are often filtered from evil
and demonic
influence. So that tells you, right? If you're not in sync with the Holy Spirit, you can allow yourself to be influenced by what? Evil, satanic, and demonic spirits. You listening?
Yes.
Go ahead.
When our human spirits
and our human minds
are acting independently
of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's revelation
and inspiration,
then that prophetic word
should be
what? Discarded, because you have an individual who's acting independently of the Holy Spirit. You listening? If you're going to be led by the Spirit, that means somebody got to follow. You listening? That's why we are admonished as believers to follow the prompting, which is following the leading of the Holy Spirit. If you spend enough time with him, you won't be asking, is it him or you? Go ahead.
It is contaminated.
The word, the prophetic utterance is contaminated
by another source. Normally it is a deceiving
or a lying spirit.
Number three. Through an evil spirit.
Through a what? Evil spirit. What? A utterance can come from an evil spirit?
No.
You better. I know some of y'all don't read the Bible. And because we don't read the Bible oftentimes, as men and women of God, we can't go to every text. But there was a young lady who had a spirit of divination following the Apostle Paul or her name around. And she kept, these men are from God. And you know, see, it can sound good, but who is the source? Okay, we'll talk about it. Go ahead.
The source in this instance.
Is a demonic spirit.
As long as the human spirit
in the believer
is in a flowing relationship
with the Holy Spirit
and his or her mind
is continuously set
upon the ways
and workings of the Holy Spirit
then there is adequate safety
for the believer,
a passive mind,
A passive mind
is Satan's door of entrance
to influencing the believer
to say
and to do the desires of the wicked one, of the evil one.
Number two,
judging the contents of prophecy.
What is it saying?
Or what is it implying?
We must learn to judge
the actual content of the message.
Is it in line with
the canon of scripture, the word of God?
The prophetic word
must be examined carefully
in the light of the scriptures.
And the word must be what?
Tested.
On the basis of the canon of scripture
and whether it conforms
in content
with the principles
and with the precepts
of the canon of scriptures.
Do you understand that? All prophecy, prove all things.
Yes,
you listening?
Yes,
must be judged by the canon of scripture. Go ahead.
B.
Does it line up
with the testimony of Jesus?
Does the prophetic utterance line up with the testimony of Jesus? Why? Because the scriptures teach us that the testimony of what? That the spirit of prophecy is what? The testimony of Jesus Christ. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
All that Jesus himself
testifies and is presently testifying through the Holy Spirit and through his messengers
forms important criteria
for judging all prophecy.
A right word
at the right time
brings
on the scene the grace of God.
Prophecies
should help to confirm
and
to establish
what Jesus
is presently saying to the church.
See,
does the prophetic word
uphold other scripture?
And is it in balance
with
the whole counsel of God? What does that mean? You can't take one scripture. You listening?
Yes, sir.
And do anything with it. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. That's why the Holy Spirit moved upon men. You listening?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit did what?
Moved.
I think that's 2 Peter 1:21. Verse, come on. Talks about the prophecy came not. 2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not
in old times
by the will of a man. It wasn't out of man's imagination, man's soul, man's mind. You listening to me? Read on. But holy men of God, they spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So that's why all scriptures come by divine inspiration. I think what confuses people is that every scripture in the Bible is a what? Statement of truth. But it's not necessarily true. Now, some of y'all got lost. Okay. What? It is true that after the blind man got healed in St. John chapter 9, you listening? It is true that he said, we know that God don't hear sinners. That's a statement that he made, and it was true because he made it. Right? That was a true statement. You listening? But it wasn't the truth. Because if God didn't hear sinners, none of us would be saved. Does that make it clear enough for you? That's why sometimes when people read the Bible, they say, Job say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's true. Job said that. Thank you for your enthusiasm. But they didn't read where Job said the thing that I feared the most came upon me. So all this stuff I'm losing is because of fear. Good God Almighty. Go ahead, daughter.
Every prophetic word
must be measured
with the whole counsel of God
so that it can be wisely communicated, and the word must always be rightly divided. Go ahead.
All that the Spirit is saying
is established in the word. The Holy Spirit himself doesn't deviate from the word. Go ahead.
All that the word is revealing
is confirmed by the Spirit. That's amazing, isn't it? Go ahead.
The Spirit and the Word agree.
The Spirit and the Word what?
Agree.
The Spirit and the Word what?
Agree.
You know, go ahead.
The Spirit confirms the Word.
The Spirit confirms the Word.
While the Word upholds
the Spirit's action. See, people don't study the Bible. In Genesis 1:1, go ahead, read it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and what? The earth. And the earth was what? Without form and void, and darkness what? Was upon the face of what?
The deep.
Read. And the Spirit of God. Oh, the Spirit moved. The Spirit what? Moved upon the face of the what? Waters. And what happened? And God what? The Spirit moved, and God said. The Spirit moved, and God said. No, y'all in here. The Spirit moved, and God said. Holy men of God were what? Moved. Then they spake. Oh, y'all don't want to talk. You ain't saw that? Go get a candy can. Go ahead.
Number three.
Judging by the character of prophecy.
Whom does the message reveal?
In the New Testament.
Operation.
Of the prophetic revelation.
The recipient must learn. To intelligently carry.
The message that God speaks upon his heart.
He has to learn to respond
well
to the nature of the message.
The purpose of the prophetic word
is restoration
and the lifting up
of the soul,
but not to condemn it. Very important.
Yes.
Go ahead.
When we overreact
to God's message, having a negative response,
our emotions
and our frustrations
get entangled
with the precious work
of the Holy Spirit
and it contaminates the character
of the prophetic word.
The immaturity
of our character
and our negative response can corrupt the nature
of the prophetic word.
In communicating God's word,
we are to portray
and we are to reveal the character of God
and his desires
for his people.
The contents of the prophecy
could be right.
But the nature
and character of the prophecy
can be Christless,
thus misrepresenting
the master.
God's word
reveals God's character.
God sent forth his word
to our hearts
as seeds
to plant his character
and his nature
into us.
A good prophecy A good prophecy
has the ability
to reveal Christ.
Let us not alter
the nature
and character of his message
because of our overreaction
and immaturity.
In other words, you must be careful how you respond to a divine utterance. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, daughter.
Number four. Judging by the test of fulfillment. Does the prophecy come to pass?
When judging by the test of fulfillment,
we must understand
the creative power of prophecy.
The imparting power of prophecy.
The conditional aspects of prophecy
and the process of prophetic fulfillment.
The creative power of prophecy.
Prophecy is more than just words.
Spoken in due season.
God's word
is a living entity.
It contains within itself
the divine power to accomplish itself.
The spoken prophetic word
releases that power
to perform that which is spoken
and bring about
the fulfillment of its content.
The Hebrew word
Dabar
means to drive forth
that which is behind
means to drive forth that which is behind.
Thus the word Dabar
is not only something spoken,
but it drives forward
to accomplish its message.
And it not only means a spoken word,
but also a what?
Deed.
The spoken word
and its accomplished actions
they're not two different functions
but one basic concept.
In other words, a divine utterance contains the creative power to fulfill itself.
Yes.
Go ahead.
A false prophet
is one
whose words are counterfeit
and empty. In other words, counterfeit and empty,
they don't contain the power of self-fulfillment.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Because they are what?
Counterfeit
and what?
Empty.
Means they are void of God's power. Go ahead.
They lack the inner power
for accomplishing the contents
of the words
that were spoken.
The prophetic utterance given
through proven prophets
initiates a divine process
that brings the prophetic message
into effect
in the lives of those who are being ministered to.
The imparting power of prophecy.
1 Timothy 4:14 declares,
Neglect not the gift
that is in thee
which was given thee
by prophecy
with the laying on
of the hands of the presbytery.
2 Timothy 1:6
declares,
Wherefore
I put thee in remembrance
that thou stir up the gift of God
which is in thee
by the putting on of my hands,
the prophetic utterances
carried with it
the creative power
that gave or channeled the gift
from God
to Timothy,
Paul's spiritual son.
Timothy was not just informed
about the gifting,
but he received
a what?
An impartation of it.
See,
the conditional aspect
of prophecy, the life in a seed
does not become a tree
unless the seed is first planted,
watered,
and nurtured to growth.
God does not overstep
human responsibility. Did you hear that?
Yes,
go ahead.
The prophetic word
carries with it
the power to accomplish
if unhindered.
Yet its fulfillment
may be hindered
by the recipient's life.
The quality
or the measure of fulfillment
will depend upon the recipients
who receives the prophetic word.
We can always receive
more than
our prophecy.
We're not limited
by our prophecy.
But the prophecy is a stepping stone
for the higher things in God. Very important. Yes. It's good to note here that you only prophesy in part.
Yes, sir.
That's why you can believe for more.
Yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
I say you prophesy in what? Part. It's a fragment.
Mm.
You listening?
Yes,
it's never the whole.
Mm.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Yes.
That's why you can't run off with just a prophecy.
Come on, sir.
Okay, go ahead, daughter.
A prophetic word.
May sometimes be hindered
in its fulfillment
in the life of its recipient
because certain conditions
have not been fulfilled
and certain instructions
have not been followed
and certain commandments
have not been obeyed.
How do we bring prophecy
to fulfillment?
Do not limit yourself
in your mind to just the prophecy.
Always believe God
for more than the prophecy
and see beyond the horizon
of the prophetic word.
Know that God is able to do
what he says.
Let faith be active
and aggressive.
Keep praying along
the lines of the prophecy.
Saturate prophecies
with prayer and with what?
Intercession.
Keep enlarging your thought pattern
along with the contents of the prophecy.
Ask the Holy Spirit
to work
and to establish the prophecy
that is revealed into your spirit.
Develop within ourselves the spirit of humility.
Do not think more highly of yourself
than you ought to think.
Develop a prophetic consciousness
of God's destiny
over our lives.
My prophetic counsel.
There is a need for prophets
to be accountable
for their prophecies.
There's a need for what?
Prophets to be what?
Accountable for what?
There's a need for prophets
yes, yes.
to be accountable for their prophecies.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Old Testament prophets,
they moved in circuits.
They went back continuously
to the people that they ministered to.
This either increased
their credibility
or decreased their lifespan.
There is a need to give prophecy.
No, I know y'all didn't hear that. It either increased their credibility
or it decreased their lifespan.
Oh,
because prophecy is,
I'm speaking on the behalf of God.
Yeah.
So I can't go around lying, saying God said something he did not say.
Are you listening?
We can't lie on God and think you're going to keep living long.
Shandai.
Go ahead.
There's a need to give prophecies
that can be fulfilled
over a short period of time.
This increases the recipient's faith
towards
prophetic utterances.
When a prophecy given
reveals accurately
what God has been doing
and is doing
in the life of the recipient,
it directs them to work
in accordance to what God
is working within them.
Number five.
Judging by the confirmation of the Spirit.
Knowing the inner witness within.
Judging by this means
is the most subjective
of all the ways
of proving a prophetic word.
But it is only reliable
if the recipient is truly abiding
and walking in him.
When a man is walking inconsistently
in the Holy Spirit,
this safeguard
is no longer beneficial
to him.
Number six.
Judging by the conduct
of the prophet,
the testimony of Jesus' life
on the minister,
a tree
is known by her fruit
or its fruit.
The lifestyle,
character,
and conversations
of the man
must produce
and bring forth
Christ likeness
and the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
We're not talking about perfection,
but holiness.
We are to hate
iniquity
and love righteousness.
The gifts are equipment
or tools
given to us
for the service of God.
Gifts are given.
Fruits are produced.
Gifts are given.
Fruits are produced.
The Holy Spirit and his gifts,
they are given to every man to profit withal.
But the fruit is produced by the branches.
Go ahead.
One is given in our lives
while the other is produced
through our living relationship
with the Holy Spirit.
Number seven.
Judging through other witnesses.
Seeking the counsel
of the others
who are walking in the Spirit.
The law of confirmation
must be applied
to the proving of the prophetic words.
This especially applies
to prophetic words
involving major
and important decisions
and those that will bring significant changes
in directions
of the church
and in our personal lives.
The responsibility
of judging a prophetic word
at this level
and nature
falls upon those
who are established
in spiritual leadership.
Do not rush
to let others interpret
what God is saying to you.
They are largely to confirm
what God has already established
in our hearts.
Do not just go to anyone,
but only to those
who are familiar with
prophetic utterances
and who are lovers of God's word.
When prophetic words are given in a meeting,
the prophets that are present
or the church leadership
must judge
and weigh
that utterance, that prophecy,
in order
to respond wisely.
The example of Paul
should be observed,
who received the revelations of Jesus
and submitted them to other brethren
who were more mature in the ministry.
Who were more matured in the ministry.
And we need to relate with them
who have gone before us.
As this provides continual safety,
for us who are younger in the ministry
and gifting.
Have a good evening. See you on our next session.